Dewey, good morning, buddy.
Morning, boys. And, geez, I was just listening to you. You guys are going to have some fun.
Oh, mate, it's going to be terrific. You should actually be down here.
I don't get invited to that sort of thing. I'm just a bit player, mate. I don't get invited.
No, you should.
I'd love to come one day, mate.
We would.
You know, I live in home.
Why haven't we invited you? You're a contributor.
Oh, you know, to speak to the big bosses. Anyway, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No. You only do that Sunday show. That's the problem.
I have to work with Jimmy. That's the problem.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that's probably hurting you. I'm only joking.
Now, Stewie, we've spoken a lot about this, mate, the toss, but let's talk about the team changes first, if we can. Alex Doolan, our number three, is gone. It looks like the show. Maxwell will bat at number three. And, of course, the big left-armer, Mitchell Starc, came in, and Steve O'Keefe, unfortunately, lost his position.
Yeah, interesting. I would have stuck with Alex Doolan. I think I said that during the week on a Big Pond show or something like that, that you know, one test, yes, he didn't look great. He struggled against spin, but one test in those sort of conditions, I don't think it's fair on Alex Doolan, but Michael Clarke and the selectors wanted something different. I'm not sure Glenn Maxwell's the answer at number three.
No.
He's a very, very talented player. You know, you can't question his talent and his ability to clear the fence in the short version of the game, but to throw him in there at a test match on a spinning wicket against pretty good spinners, even though they're unheralded, they're pretty good. I think it's going to be a tall order for him. I hope he succeeds and makes the spot his own. But for me, it might be just a bit too much at this stage of his career.
Doolan's interesting, you know. The only thing you can do when you go on tour, Stewie, is score runs in the lead-up game or take wickets.
Yeah.
He gets 100, and they all say what a classy 100 it was. He gets run out, and then he misses out, and he's out of the test team. So it's harsh.
Yeah, I think, as I said, I think it's really harsh. And, yeah, he didn't look great. He looked a bit uncomfortable against spin, but... Yeah, I think he's a quality player, and he's one of those guys that they talk about sticking with guys and giving them an opportunity. If it was me, I'd be giving Alex Doolan a little bit more than just a test here and a test there. And you know, I suppose Phil Hughes is a good example of that. Two tests he's in, then he's out, and he's two tests, you know, a series and a half later.
Yeah.
It just messes with your confidence, and such, you know, as a batsman, it's sometimes, you know, confidence, it is all about confidence.
Yeah. Totally it is. Mate, bowling, there was nothing there in the pitch at all. It was quite demoralising. You could see the face on Mitchell Johnson after a couple of deliveries. But I get the sense this pitch might deteriorate a lot more than the last pitch.
Yeah, look, it was pretty hard watching. The wicket was so dead and so flat. And you really did feel sorry for the bowlers. They were doing everything they could. Michael Clarke, he changed the field, I think, every second ball, put a new fielder here, moved him there. He had guys in... really weird spots, to be fair, but there is nothing on offer in the wicket. Mitchell Johnson, they toiled hard, they did what they could, but look, the wicket's going to deteriorate. The game will speed up, and I think that's the point with the games in the subcontinent. The first 2-3 days are very, very batting focused, and then when the wicket starts to deteriorate, they start to, you know, one ball bounces, one rolls, one spins, and the game really speeds up. So it's going to be hard work for Australia. There's no other way to put it, but Pakistan, you assume, will bat the whole of today. Maybe have a crack at Australia tonight in the last session, and then who knows what will happen from there. But Australia going to have to bat very well just to salvage the draw, I would have thought.
Stewie, did you think Michael Clarke was trying too many things, just moving the field too often?
No, yes, probably, but it's very hard to, you know, when you try to make things happen and you know you've got to win the game, it's very hard to just sit there and let ball by ball go past. The only thing I will probably conversely say to that is, yeah, the bowlers talk about building up overs and overs of pressure. Well, that takes a little bit of time, and you know, you don't get guys out every ball. Maybe Michael should have backed his bowlers in, but you know, you can't be critical of him because the wicket was so flat, and you know, he was trying to make something happen.
It is hard to be critical of a bloke who's trying to do something.
I agree. I agree.
But it was pretty weird. It was pretty funky sort of stuff, wasn't it? Five blokes on the drive, including one bloke behind the bowler.
Yeah, I'm not sure I was all that comfortable with the guy behind the bowler. I've actually talked about that as a joke. And if you can't get someone out, why don't you put a man right in front of the side screen? and the guy had to stand still. I was more talking about letting him wave his arms and carry on like a monkey.
But, maybe use a laser.
But when it actually came to fruition, I took the opinion, and I think that you said it on commentary, that if Australia were batting, and if it was David Warner or Chris Rogers or any of the top order, they would have blown up a treat. If the bloke was standing there.
Yeah.
And rightly so, and I think Pakistan had every right. Now, he could have gone two steps to his left and two steps to his right, and it wouldn't have made any difference whatsoever because he wasn't really there to get a catch. He was there to save a boundary.
Yeah,
and I thought it was a little bit I think it was not in the spirit of the game.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting because it's dead right though, isn't it? I mean, you've got your sight screen. If there's a spectator that gets anywhere near the edge of the sight screen, play stops, and that spectator's got to sit down, move away.
If a bird flies past, they stop the game now.
Yeah, well, Sachin Tendulkar, the legend, would point to mid-wicket and tell the crowd to sit down.
Mate,
you know?
And they would.
A cloud in the wrong spot, they stop the game.
Yeah. All right, Stewie. So where do you see it heading? My feeling is if Australia can't match whatever Pakistan do in the first innings, then they'll lose another one.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Slats. I think the game's going to go... It'll go on like this. Pakistan will bat for most of the day today. And then, you know, end up at about 550 or so, declare, and then Australia are going to have to bat. Well, you're right, if they don't get a score in the vicinity of the Australia and they have to flow on, which Pakistan may not do anyway, then I think, you know, it's a tough ask, and it goes to show how important the toss is.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Stuart Clark.
Cheers, boys, and make sure you take something. Just look after that liver while you're down there.
Exactly. I've got my water. H2O will work.
We will. We look like a chemist shop at the moment. Don't worry,
you,
Stuart.
Cheers.